You know, there can be much confusion in the Christian life, right, about the relationship exactly between faith and works. There have been reformations, upheavals about it. Of course, we're saved by grace through faith, and faith, it's clear in Scripture, Ephesians, is a gift of God. We do not earn it. It is not ours. It's a given. We cannot save ourselves. The Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, creates faith in us. Faith comes from hearing and receiving the Word of God, given in the Holy Spirit. Faith is a gift from God. Faith is given by God. For what? For what? So this you know, that my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. For God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. It's almost like God knew I would probably kill that plant, but gave it to me anyway. He gave others my life to help tend and keep it. You know, our works don't save us. Salvation is the work of God in Jesus Christ. But we're saved, right, to do these good works. Our Scripture calls it bearing fruit, good things, good thoughts, good actions. And God gives us to do these things. Jesus says in our gospel reading, you'll bear much fruit. Jesus shows us this relationship between faith and works in our gospel reading today. It's a wonderful image. John chapter 15. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. Jesus is the vine. The followers, those who have faith and believe in Jesus, are the branches. And Jesus uses a living image, a fragile but beautiful image, but a vine like can go everywhere kind of image, to show us holistically what our lives are like in faith, in belief, and in love, in works. John chapter 15 is set on the last night of Jesus' time with his disciples. This is his last holy huddle, you could say, with them. He knows that they're going to be on their own soon, and they're going to wonder about faith and works and all of that. And in his final sermon to the disciples, Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and remains in me, and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The final sermon of John. Jesus pledges, I am the vine. It comes after many pledges of Jesus in John's gospel. Many words, many sermons. In the gospel of John, Jesus pledges many things. Here's some. The disciples have heard it. It's all leading to the vine. I am the door, Jesus says, the door to eternal life. I am the bread of life. Can't live on bread alone. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, I call them. And now Jesus says one more pledge, one more I am. I am the vine. And the purpose of this pledge gets a purpose. You are the branches. It's a pledge given by Jesus. A pledge, a gift of faith. Purpose, what faith is for. For good works. Prove to be my disciples. Prepared in advance for us to do. Pledge, I'm the vine, purpose, you're the branches. There it is. And of all the pledges in John's gospel, this is the only one with a you on it. Usually it's I am. And here it's a you. I am, you are. The last words Jesus gives to disciples of the I am is with a you are. I am for you. You are for others. Faith is pledged and given to us that we would bear much fruit and do good works. One Christian, in thinking about this, put it this way, and I found this really helpful, that while the branches can't live without the vine, you have to think of that, right, connected in Jesus. If you think about it, the vine can't do much without the branches either. There's the famous verse from John's Gospel, God so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus, that all who believe in him, we got it on the altar here. God the Father sends Jesus, and now what does Jesus do? He sends his disciples, the body of Christ. And how can God love the world in this way without his disciples, without us? I am the vine, you are the branches. God the Father sends Jesus, and Jesus the Vine sends out branches. And God loves the world through us, branches of Christ in the world for the world. And it's true, back to faith and works, God doesn't need our good works. And this passage shows that apart from God, we can do nothing, and we got to be in God. And apart from that, apart from faith, sure, but we're saved by grace as a gift. But everyone else needs a branch to hold on to, don't they? In this world, Jesus sends us out to love, that all would believe in Jesus and not perish but have eternal life. That our branches would extend back to Jesus. Jesus pledges to be with us always. He is the vine. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. We abide in Him. We remain in His abundant love. And Jesus, the vine, fills us with purpose, a pledge with purpose. By this my Father is glorified, the purpose, right? That you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The I Am pledge from John chapter 15, the last of the seven I Am statements in John, they're fun to go through and study, but more importantly, to take to heart, that in this last pledge, of all of the I Ams that Jesus is, Jesus knows He will be returning back to God. The Father, soon He'll be back, and He gives us a final pledge that fully incorporates us into Him, purpose for our lives. He's no longer directly with us or His disciples in the same way, but He's with them in so many more myriad ways, isn't He? Through all the branches, throughout all the world, of all the faithful in Jesus Christ. Jesus sends us to be these branches, branches of love, branches of mercy, hope, goodness, kindness, joy. You know those fruits of the Spirit. Extended, that's the image, right? Extended, branched out to others, the message, the life, the ministry of the risen Jesus, the living Jesus through us. In this way, we prove to be Jesus' disciples. Especially good, I think, as Lutherans, we're pretty good at grace. We're pretty good at saved by works, or saved by grace, not by works. You know, we're pretty good at that. We got that down. And what about seeing the big picture? Seeing our lives at work in God. God at work in our lives. At doing good works for Jesus. And there can be much busyness in life, I suppose, right? There can be always something to do, but as Christians, even with all that, what's our purpose? Branches. To bear fruit. To do good works. It's really not that complicated. God doesn't need it, but God gives it. We're saved by faith, and God gives it for others. God gives it for bearing burdens, and there's someone out there, I'm sure, we can bear their burden. And we can give to someone in need. I'm sure we can find someone if we're really looking. God prepared in advance for us today. We just open our eyes and open our ears. And we can pray and offer hope in Jesus for someone who needs it. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing, but in and through Jesus. What's the other verse? Nothing is impossible with God. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Pledge, I am the vine. Purpose, you are the branches. Bear much fruit. Do good works. Isn't this how life begins anyway? With mothers and fathers doing good works for their newborn children. Sometimes throughout the whole night. Providing and caring and giving and giving. And new parents never sleep. They just give. Then they branch out and they give. But if you ask a new parent, well, they might be sleepy. They're happy. They're thankful. They're a joy to give to their children. They give out of love. Isn't that exactly what our God does to us? God our Father not only gives us parents, He gives us Jesus. The Father who sends His Son. And the Spirit who seals it all together. God the Father cares and guides Jesus, His Son, to give us His abundant life. And Jesus gives to us that Holy Spirit. And Jesus sends us to give that pledge, right, of His presence. I suppose sometimes you can speak here as Lutherans, we're suspected of being a little allergic to good works, like, you know, allergy season. It's funny, allergy season happens when things start to bud. When things start to blossom and get going, we might get a little allergic to that. Saved by grace through faith, it's a gift. Sure it is. With a purpose. I am the vine. You are the branches to do good works, to bear much fruit, to make it through this allergy season of life and point to Jesus and branch out to Jesus. It's all a gift anyway, isn't it? Salvation in Christ alone, like a plant's a gift. And our works for others, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. So Jesus tells us to embrace, to branch out, to live that life of good works, to extend that life of Jesus for others, to stretch out hands and hearts for Jesus Christ. And don't wait then for someone else to kind of stretch out and do the good work. Go on, Jesus says, remain. Abide. Be that little branch with a big purpose. I'm the vine. You're the branches. Jesus, you work in us. And how can God love the world without His disciples in this way? Without us. God loves the world in Jesus through us. Branches of Christ extended throughout the world. Right in our hearts and homes. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.